It has been said that God speaks to those who take the time to listen. If you are a follower of Jesus Christ, does God speak to your heart each day? If he doesn't, it is probably because you don't take the time to prayerfully read and study his word, for he always speaks through his word, the Bible. As we enter the third chapter of 2 Peter, the apostle tells us why he wrote the epistle. In verse 1 we read, "This second epistle, beloved, I now write unto you, in both which I stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance." As in the first chapter, again, Peter emphasizes the importance of looking back over the past. There are some things that should be forgotten, but on the other hand, there are many things that must never be forgotten. In the second verse, Peter reminds us that we must never forget the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets and of the commandment of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior. The Bible should be the believer's textbook, his rule of faith and practice. All he is and all he believes depends upon the credibility and veracity of this book. Now you may say, isn't it dangerous to place such an emphasis upon a book? Not at all, when it is the book, God's holy word. Peter speaks of stirring up our pure minds. Naturally, he is speaking to those who have believed on Christ, because without him, there is no such thing as a pure mind. Paul wrote in Titus chapter 1, verse 15, "Unto the pure all things are pure, but unto them that are defiled and unbelieving is nothing pure, but even their mind and conscience is defiled." When one believes on Christ, his blood purifies not only the heart, but the mind. After the initial cleansing at conversion, there should be the continual daily cleansing of the heart and mind through the reading and studying of the Word of God. Jesus said in John 15:3, "Now ye are clean through the Word which I have spoken unto you." No wonder after finishing a time of meditation on the truth of God, David cried out, "How sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth." He sensed the fact that the Lord was speaking to his heart. This experience was not for David only, it is for you and me. But we must take time to allow God to speak to us from his word. It was F.B. Meyer who said, "We may measure our growth in grace in the measure in which we grow in the knowledge of the Word of God." Well, how true that is. As the Israelites gathered manna in the morning, so we should feed on God's truths at the beginning of every day. The manna was given each morning. It had to be gathered early, before the heat of the day. As followers of Christ, we should get up early and gather a daily portion of the true bread from heaven before the absorbing occupations of the day invade our hearts. It was necessary, too, to eat all the manna that was gathered, otherwise worms would get into it. So Christ reveals himself fully in the Word, but we can receive the benefit in proportion to that which faith appropriates. The children of Israel could not nourish themselves with the memory of what they ate the day before. Their appetites demanded a fresh supply each day. Spiritually, we are the same. We cannot feed on the memory of yesterday's reading. God has fresh messages for us daily. If we neglect a day or two, we shall miss out on the special communications the Lord has for us at those particular times. Those who make it a practice to take time every day, preferably at the outset, to read, meditate on, and pray over the Scriptures, will testify with the psalmist, "Oh, how love I thy law! It is my meditation all the day." As God speaks to your heart, it's well to memorize some of those verses. This is what David did. He said, "Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee." Well, I'm quite sure he meant that he memorized the word. A great preacher by the name of Dr. James McConkie tells of a young man he used to meet at Bible conferences. The youthful believer was not an educated man, but he had set his mind on getting a knowledge of the Word of God by memorizing a verse a day. Dr. McConkie tells that when he first met this eager Bible student, he had been working on this plan for 8 years. During that time, he had committed over 2,000 verses of Scripture to memory. When he prayed, it was like a rich brocade of silver and gold of the Word of God, interwoven with praise, testimony, and petition. It was a thrilling thing to hear that young man, a workman in a steel mill, give his testimony for God. What this sincere and earnest believer did, you and I can do as well. Frequently I hear people say, "I just can't memorize anything." Well, it's not a case of can't memorize, it's won't memorize. Memorization of the Word of God is not easy. The devil hates God's Word, and he will do everything to discourage the believer from memorizing it. Our minds are naturally lazy, and they need to be whipped into action. But if we would enjoy the precious truths God has given us in His Word, we must take time to memorize Scripture. If you are a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, what are you doing with the Word of God? Are you using it as God intended? Are you permitting Him to speak to you daily from this blessed book? He desires to stir up our pure minds by way of remembrance. But if we are not men and women of the book, there is very little He can do in and through us. Let's thank God that we have the Bible. There are many believers in the dark places of the world who do not possess a Bible. They can't afford a Bible. Some of us have 3 or 4 versions, or maybe more. But the question is, what are we doing with them? Do you have a regular time every day when you meet God in the Word? If not, plan on it. Begin today or tomorrow and stay with it. Of course, if you've never received Christ, God's Word will be meaningless. But you can correct that immediately by asking Jesus Christ to come into your heart and life and save you for eternity. I guarantee you, He will enter if you invite Him in. Blessed Lord, help us by Your grace to be students of Your Word, that we may be strengthened spiritually day by day as we are taught by the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.